AI-driven disaster and crisis response management. AI strengthens disaster response planning and crisis management by forecasting disruptions. So we have seen this, that you know, it is able to have a brighter or a broader visibility, global visibility, where it can basically look at the crisis which may be unfolding or which have a risk or which have a threat of escalating. So AI models simulate earthquake, floods, and geopolitical impacts, helping organizations prepare contingency strategies. So let us say that you are sourcing material from a seismic zone, which is highly prone to seismic activities or volcanic activities, etc. So even AI can flag the risk connected with this suppliers from such a region. AI prioritizes critical shipments and reallocates the resources, ensuring continuity during crisis. So your critical resources, critical materials, which are mission critical, which can actually affect your operations, it will reallocate the resources to other suppliers to ensure that in a crisis where one of your key suppliers is unable to supply the material, you will still continue to get the material from alternative suppliers. AI-powered decision support systems enable dynamic procurement adjustments in emergency scenario. So it can quickly switch suppliers when a particular supplier is facing a problem or a particular region is facing a problem, which can affect supplies from that particular region. So here are some of the core AI technologies used in supply chain risk management. We have discussed this across the previous chapters. So some of them are machine learning, based on the data it has been accumulating and assimilating, and then it tries to recognize patterns out of it and draw conclusions and predict the future. Natural language processing for reading documents, communications, etc. Predictive analytics for predicting certain events, occurrences, etc. Robotic process automation. We have seen this example in the case of courier companies, where they have a hub and spoke model, and where at the hub, material from all the spokes or all the metro cities are converging at the hub, and then redistribution happens through a robotic process. So the entire redistribution process is completed within a couple of hours. And again, the aircrafts or the vehicles will carry the material, documents, parcels to the respective destinations for delivery. Computer vision, we have seen how computer vision can help us in the QC and also for detection of anomalies, flaws, etc. Simulation, how AI can help us simulate various scenarios, including the risk scenarios, what can happen and how it can impact the business and how we can mitigate these scenarios. So AI tools for supply chain risk management, predictive analytics, and risk monitoring tools. So these tools offer early warning systems and scenario modeling to anticipate supply chain disruptions. So as we said, based on the news articles, based on the events which are happening globally, it can actually provide advanced warning, also based on the historical trends. So like we talked about the seismic zones, etc., or if there is a geopolitical unrest or volatility, so all these can be thrown up by the predictive tools. So here in the earlier case, we talked about the Resilink, which is one of the tool which will predict some of these scenarios. Then you have Everstream Analytics. It predicts disruptions using AI and delivers timely risk mitigation recommendations. Again, the same thing. It's basically different companies who are coming out with these solutions. Interos continuously evaluates suppliers' financial health, compliance status, and cyber exposure using AI algorithm. So here it is more focused on the supplier financial health and supplier status. Supplier risk assessment and management platforms. So AI optimizes supplier evaluation with risk scoring, alert generation, and compliance check. So, you know, these are actually monitoring the supplier health, and they will alert you in case there is anything which is, you know, alarming in nature. So some of the platforms are SAP Ariba Supplier Risk. So it provides an automated assessment of supplier compliance, financials, and operational risks. Copa Supply Chain Risk Management offers real-time monitoring of supplier performance with predictive alerts, more or less the same thing. Rapid Rating uses AI to evaluate financial stability and operational viability of suppliers. Coming to three, AI tools for demand forecasting and inventory optimization. So inventory risks are minimized with AI-based demand sensing, planning, and distribution optimization. And some of the solutions which are available here, this is one of the more famous one, which is Blue Yonder, forecasts demand and manages stocks level with predictive analytics. Then you have Kinexys Rapid Response, enables real-time scenario planning for supply, demand, and procurement adjustments. So these are basically, you know, for demand forecasting and for the subsequent actions with the organization can take. Then you have the LlamaSoft or Copa, enhances inventory distribution and network design using advanced simulation. So this is more focused on the distribution channels and the distribution networks, including it guides you on the placement of your warehouses, the most optimum placement of warehouses for storage of goods, which can quickly be delivered to the markets. AI-powered transportation and logistics risk management. So optimizing logistics and detecting disruption points requires intelligent visibility platforms. And some of the platforms in this particular area are Forkites. So this delivers the real-time shipment tracking and predicts delays using AI. So basically, these are all IoT where, you know, they give you the exact location of the consignment, which coupled with other systems will give you the estimates for delivery of the material. Project 44 helps optimize freight routing, identifying inefficiencies across transport lanes. The other one is Descartes MacroPoint offers AI-driven visibility into shipment status and potential logistics breakdowns. So apart from the actual status, it also looks at you know, potential risks and breakdown risks for the logistics. Coming to AI tools for cybersecurity and fraud risk prevention. So as supply chain digitize, AI ensures data security and compliance. And some of the solutions available here are DarkTrace for supply chain security. So this identifies cyber intrusions and vulnerabilities in supplier networks. So it can even detect if the supplier networks are vulnerable and likely to be compromised. Security scoreboard assesses suppliers' cybersecurity posture, scoring them against security benchmark. So it tells you how secure the supplier's cybersecurity is. IBM Watson for cyber risk monitors procurement channels for fraud and compliance violations using advanced AI models. So again, as we discussed, you know, these are basically learning the behavior and looking for abnormal behavior, you know, which could be used by the fraudsters. So coming to the proactive risk mitigation with predictive analytics. So as supply chain grows more complex and dynamic, AI, particularly through predictive analytics, enables organizations to shift from reaction to prevention by identifying threats before they escalate. So that means what we are saying is proactively identifying risks and mitigating them. So AI anticipates disruptions such as supplier default, demand surge, or transport delays using real-time and historical data. So this covers the supplier internal issues like supplier default because of issues at the supplier end, sudden surge in demand, which could be your market related, or transport delays, which could be logistics issues. And it does so using real-time and historical data. Predictive models use machine learning algorithms to analyze patterns, simulate scenarios, and deliver early warnings. So based on the past patterns, historical patterns, and also using predictive models, it can actually sense, like for example, just to give an example, if you're talking of a pandemic like COVID, based on the COVID experience, it'll predict how quickly such a pandemic can spread globally. So this is how it combines the predictive model with the historical data. Businesses can automate decisions or optimize contingency plans, enhancing agility, continuity, and cost effectiveness. So you can automate the risk mitigation and build the agility and resilience into your system in a cost-effective way so that you don't incur additional cost by having to air freight critical raw material, etc. Data-driven predictions. The effectiveness of predictive analytics depends on the depth and diversity of the data sources. So which are the data sources that we are using? IoT devices. So they actually monitor the location. For example, they can monitor where your consignment or where your vehicle or where the vessel, that is when we're talking of sea shipment, is. What is the condition of the material? Like for example, in the cold chain, you have to maintain certain temperatures. So the IoT can actually monitor what is the temperature which has been maintained of the consignment throughout the journey or throughout transit. And if the temperature has exceeded the permissible limits, it will actually throw alerts, etc. So this is how IoT plays a role. ERP systems offer transactional insight into inventory, orders, supplier performance. These are the internal data which are available within your ERP systems in terms of when the material was shipped, when the material was received, what condition it was received in. External market signals, economic trends, weather events, geopolitical updates. So all these provide context for emerging risk. So we talked about the GDP, economic factors like inflation, recession, etc., weather events, cyclones, even tsunami, etc., which can severely affect. Like we have seen that a couple of years ago when there was a tsunami in Japan, critical components for automotive manufacturers, Japanese automotive manufacturers, could not be shipped out from Japan. And this had resulted in disruption of the assembly of automobiles across the world. Social and news feeds. Sentiment analysis detects supplier issues and regional instability early. So it's not only the supplier issues, etc., but also regional issues, even your own finished products, what is the kind of a sentiment they are generating in the marketplace? All these can be assessed through AI. Supplier and procurement platforms deliver live updates on capacity, delivery schedules, and compliance. So we have seen that there are certain platforms which are B2B platforms, and there you can get live updates on what is the status of your orders and what are the delivery schedules and the compliances related to that. So predictive analytics enables organizations to anticipate and mitigate risks before they disrupt operations. In short, what we are saying is that predictive analytics makes the risk management proactive. And key application of this predictive analytics is one, forecasting supplier failure. So based on the predictions, based on the geographic location, based on the developments across the world, they can be weather related, can be geopolitical, it can actually predict supply failure of a particular supplier. So AI models assess financial records. Here we are talking of the financial health of the supplier, shipment consistency and operational performance to identify early signs of supplier distress. Enables proactive sourcing strategies such as onboarding alternate suppliers or renegotiating the terms. So in case there is a risk from a particular supplier on whom you are majorly dependent, then it will ask you to immediately onboard more suppliers so that your operations are not hampered. Anticipating demand spikes. So by analyzing the sales history, seasonality, and external market signals, predictive models forecast sudden surge in demand. So we have already seen this in the demand forecasting, where it can accurately tell you which way the markets will be moving and what is the kind of a demand which can be expected, allowing you to better manage your inventory. Supports preemptive inventory planning and optimized production schedules. So once you have accurate demand forecast, the rest becomes relatively simple because you can plan your operations, that is production schedules, based on the inventory already held by you and the shortfall which already exists in the system. Predicting transportation delays. So AI integrates real-time logistics data such as weather, customs, route congestion to anticipate shipping delays, allows for dynamic rerouting and timely communication with the stakeholders. We have seen how this happens. This need not be only the local. I mean, when we talk of the routing, etc., we are just looking at the last mile delivery, but this could also mean the delivery, like road transport, etc., within the country, or it can be also the global movement of goods. Inventory optimization. So predictive tools determine optimal reorder point by analyzing the lead times, demand variability, and risk exposure. So we have seen in the previous chapters that AI is capable of doing the ABC analysis, classifying or categorizing the materials into ABC category, and then taking appropriate action. Likewise, even the reorder points, based on the consumption and the lead time, the reorder points will be recomputed dynamically. And basically, this ensures that we don't hold too high or too low inventory and minimizes the risk of a stockout. So minimizes stockouts and excess inventory, ensuring cost-efficient availability. Identifying geopolitical or regulatory risks. AI scans government announcements, global news, and trade databases to flag upcoming tariff changes, sanctions, or political instability. We have seen all this happen currently in the US, where the tariff changes are creating a havoc in the industry. So AI is capable of scanning this and taking appropriate actions. Equips companies with early warning to realign sourcing or compliance strategies. So once you are forewarned, then you are able to take appropriate actions to mitigate this kind of risks. AI-powered simulation helps organizations move beyond static planning to anticipate and prepare for complex disruptions. So this simulations, etc., help you to move from a static planning scenario, which normally when you have a human-driven planning, it is more static in nature because you tend to do this kind of a revaluation only periodically. When it comes to AI, it is doing this in real time. And as we have seen, whether it is ABC analysis, the reorder point, all these are being reviewed dynamically. And thus, it keeps you prepared for a disruption. Also, with the predictive analytics, etc., it forewarns you of any disruption which is likely to affect you. So, simulation and scenario planning with AI. The first one is digital twins. We have seen this scenario in the earlier chapters where we are simulating our real operations scenario, our real supply chain, in a digital twin where we can simulate it before we make any changes to our actual model, the actual setup. So real-time virtual supply chain models, it's a virtual replica of a physical supply chain system, mirroring the behavior of assets, processes, and logistics flow in real time. So what happens is you can simulate various calamities, disruptions, etc., and see the impact. And also you can simulate the solutions or decisions to mitigate this kind of a scenario. So creates dynamic AI-enabled replicas of supply chain, simulating how disruptions, for example, port closures, supplier failures, ripple through the network. Detect bottlenecks and optimize warehouse capacity, inventory buffers, and supplier capability. So it can look at all these scenarios. So if you know that the supplier has a limited capacity, and in case you have suddenly a surge in requirement, you can simulate this kind of a scenario where the supplier capability becomes a risk factor. Models continuously evolve using real-time data, improving predictive accuracy with every scenario. So it's just, as we have talked in the past, that this is like a flight simulator where you can simulate every situation and you can test it out without any harm or without any damage. Decision makers can explore what-if questions instantly and adjust strategies based on real-world simulation. So you can simulate a situation which you can think of or which the AI has predicted, and you can see what is the impact it will have on your system. And that will help you to mitigate those risks to overcome the debacle. Monte Carlo simulations, quantifying uncertainty with probability. So it offers a powerful probabilistic approach to risk modeling, providing businesses with nuanced understanding of supply chain volatility. So this is one of the simulation techniques which is used for the simulation purpose. So it runs thousands of simulations using random variables like lead times, cost, and demand. Generates a full spectrum of scenarios, best case, worst case, most likely case to visualize potential volatility. So it will tell you how vulnerable is your system based on the best case, like you suddenly have a surge in orders and requirement, etc., or suddenly there is a drop in demand, and also the most likely scenario, which is the scenario which probably you can expect to see. So it tells you what are the weak points in your system, what are the weaknesses in your supply chain. Translate results into risk exposure maps that prioritize mitigation strategies with precision. So it exposes the risk maps, and that will help you to mitigate those risks, strategize to mitigate those risks. Monte Carlo simulations serve as an essential tool for stress testing supply chains, quantifying risk exposure, and prioritizing mitigation strategies. So I think it's a statement, so we take it at it. So from simulation to action, turning insights into resilience. So alternative supplier strategies identify high-risk suppliers using AI insights. So once you have identified these suppliers which are at a higher risk because of geographical location, because of the proximity or the lack of it, then you pre-qualify the backup vendors. That means if you feel that there is a high risk of disruptions, then you need additional vendors or suppliers. So you pre-qualify backup vendors who can be depended upon in case the main supplier or vendor fails. Renegotiate contracts with built-in agility. So have contracts built in so that, and agility, so that, you know, they can supply material to you at short notice. So they are capable of supplying maybe customized product with which you require at short notice. When we talk of agility, we are talking of flexible and quick response. Inventory buffer optimization, adjust safety stock levels based on the scenario output. AI dynamically balances cost versus coverage to reduce shortages and overstock. So somewhere you also need to adjust your buffer stock or safety stocks. So if you find that you don't have too many options in terms of the supplier, and then you are depending on only one or two suppliers, then you may have to carry additional stock to take care of any uncertainty or any disruptions. Contingency logistics planning, plan for transportation disruptions, multimodal backup routes, and flexible carrier strategies. So in case you know, the contingency is related to logistics, then you must have a backup plan of a different route. If it was a sea route, whether you can have a different shipping line which can ship the material to a different shipping lane, so that, you know, the same kind of a risk is not encountered with the different route. Build fulfillment models that shift based on real-time disruptions. So in case there is a disruption in real time, then we have a fulfillment model that can immediately shift or adapt to the contingency that we had planned for, the mitigation that we had planned for. Policy and financial alignment. Align simulation with compliance standards, insurance strategies, budget planning. Use AI to evaluate cost risk trade-off, ensuring resilient without overspending. So here, you know, we are talking of the financial alignment, we are talking of compliance, insurance strategies, etc. So just to give an example, there are companies, you know, which do not insure their consignment. For example, I know that there are some multinationals in India, when they are shipping steel or cement, they don't insure the consignment. The reason being, even if there is an accident to the truck, etc., or there is a overturn of the truck, there is no damage which can occur to some of this material. And the materials are of such a nature that nobody can take away, or there cannot be a theft of this material because they are extremely heavy and they have to be handled with a crane, etc. Also, the cost of insurance in an entire year can be enormous. And even if there are one or two accidents in a year, the losses suffered by the company will be far less than the insurance premium that they pay. So these are the kind of strategies that AI can help you decide on to mitigate the risk. So use AI to evaluate cost risk trade-off. So this is what we talked about, you know, that is it worth insuring the material, or is the risk less than the cost of covering that risk? So this trade-off needs to be evaluated, and maybe you can actually save money by not insuring the consignment. So this is one example that I'm giving of this cost risk trade-off. So AI in action during major disruptions. AI helps address diverse crises. So the first one is pandemic. AI reallocates inventory, reroutes logistics, and identifies backup suppliers during a global shutdown. And this is what we saw during the COVID times. And most companies did this. So it can predict that in case of a pandemic, what needs to be done. And even it can alert you. So whenever there is a early warning of a pandemic, etc., you can quickly reallocate the inventory, find new routes, and identify backup suppliers. Natural disasters. AI predicts production and logistics impact, ensuring rapid reconfiguration. So in case of natural disasters, they can be of two types. One which affects the supplier and which can take a longer time to recover. The other can be temporary in nature. Even recently, we have seen that there were some seagoing vessels where there was a fire and a lot of containers, etc., were lost. So these kind of natural disasters, one needs to be able to predict and mitigate. So again, here, you need to have a backup plan to quickly replenish those stocks which are lost and which may not be retrievable. Geopolitical events. So AI monitors evolving risk and adjusts sourcing and pricing models accordingly. We have already seen this a couple of times. Core capabilities. So rapid impact assessment, real-time monitoring of affected suppliers, materials, or region. So it can quickly tell you whether a supplier is going to be affected based on whether directly it's the health of the supplier, whether it is the material which you are getting, as in case of, let's say, a monomer or a non-ferrous material, metal or so, or affecting a particular region, that means a calamity, etc. So it will give you a rapid impact assessment. Automated replanning, it will immediately do a replanning and it will plan material from a supplier not affected by the factors which we have seen against point number one. Resilient sourcing ranks supplier reliability based on current and historical risk indicators. So it will place the eggs in the basket of the supplier based on their reliability. And reliability also will take into account the geographical position of the vendors, proximity of the vendors, etc., so that you have most reliable and resilient supply chain. Real-time risk monitoring and automated decision support. So real-time risk monitoring, IoT sensors come into play here. They track environmental shipments and factory conditions. So location, condition, like we said in the cold chain, whether the temperatures are maintained correctly or not, factory conditions, whether ideal conditions are being maintained in the factory during the manufacture, etc. News and social media. So detect early warning signals like labor unrest, protest, war, or any natural calamities. Satellite imaging, track weather changes and geopolitical tensions. Automated decision supports enable rerouting shipments in response to real-time obstacles. So we have seen how you can quickly reroute if there is a debacle or there is a closure of a port, etc., then how you can reroute to another port, which is again not too far away from your facility to actually ensure that supplies can be maintained, halting high-risk orders before escalation. Self-explanatory. Triggering auto notification to customers and internal stakeholders. So whenever any risk is noticed, which is serious enough, this needs to be escalated and an auto notification will go to the customers and the internal stakeholders So whenever there is a fear or there is a risk of failures of supplier, etc., the customers and the stakeholders are aligned. AI in business continuity planning. So AI enhances the business continuity through scenario simulations. So you can run what if. This is what we have seen in the digital twin, that you can test out various scenarios without affecting your real-time systems. So analyzes to forecast impact of disruptions and model contingency responses using the digital twins. Resilience scoring, so evaluates and ranks supplier facilities based on their capacity to recover quickly, guiding strategic investments. So we talked about the time for recovery. So if in case there is a fire at a supplier place, how quickly can they resume supplies? So this is most important. Now, in case of a natural calamity which has disrupted the logistics, things can return to normal. But if there is a damage to the facility, etc., the supplier's facility, this can have a long-term impact. So these resilience also can be rated through use of the business continuity planning. Resource optimization allocates materials, transport, and manpower most efficiently during these stress events. So even in a stress event, you can effectively plan your resources to get the best outcome under that condition. Post-crisis analysis, AI examines the organization's response, recommends improvement, and generates compliance-ready report. So not only is it proactive, but after a crisis has been handled and it has passed, you can also have a post-crisis analysis done to see how you handled the situation and what could have been done better. Summary. Artificial intelligence has redefined supply chain crisis management by shifting it from reactive to a proactive discipline. So instead of waiting for the impact on the business, we are proactively predicting what are the kind of risks which can actually threaten the business and mitigate those risks. Instead of responding after disruption strike, AI enables organization to anticipate, assess, and act in real time or before real time. Drawing insights from sources like IoT sensors, news, satellite data, and social media, AI identifies emerging threats such as pandemic, natural disasters, or geopolitical events before they escalate. So it can forewarn you, before they actually impact your operations and give you enough time to, take corrective actions. Beyond immediate response, AI strengthens long-term resilience. Self-explanatory, it powers simulation, scenario planning, and resource optimization, identifies supplier vulnerabilities, and supports rapid recovery strategies. This is through the digital twins. In a global scenario, AI helps supply chains prepare smarter, respond faster, and recover stronger. And we have seen how that is possible. With that, we come to the end of the chapter. Thank you.